This is the second part of a three-part series. We're talking with Larry Cooper. His organization's meetings and events puts on Connections, the trade show and convention, which just wound up in Las Vegas. How would you peg the whole state of the industry, the cleaning, maintenance, restoration industry, as it exists today?
Well, the beauty of being in the cleaning restoration industry is there really is not a time where the economy affects your business dramatically. Things are always going to be cleaned, and things are always going to be restored. There's always disasters. And when people stop buying carpet, which is very unfortunate, or hard surface floors, or stone tile, all those kind of things, they're going to maintain them. They want to maintain them in their offices or their homes. And they may not do it at the level that they would in a good economy, but they can't stop. They've got to keep it at some level of appearance so that they can maintain it until they can replace it later.
So then the players in the sector pretty much survived the recession and this recovery then reasonably well as compared with other industries?
The strong guys in our industry actually grew during the recession. And let me tell you why. Because what happens during a recession is a lot of the smaller guys and the guys who are just, you know, barely making it by the seat of their pants stop marketing. They just stop thinking that anybody's going to buy their services. And the strong guys are marketing more than they have previously. And they're taking up more share of the jobs that are out there.
I see.
So a lot of companies that I've worked with that I talked to grew during this time and continue to grow.
And a lot of them just fell by the wayside then, I suspect.
It really weeded them out. And I got to tell you also, the more we do to raise the bar of professionalism in the industry, the more we weed out the bottom tier of people who really don't do a great job, who really don't care about the quality of work they're doing. And that's how it should be.
Well, do you have a feel, Larry, for how many cleaners, cleaning and restoration contractors there are in the U.S.? Does anybody know that number?
That's a moving target, Dave, but somewhere between 60 and 100,000 professional cleaners and restorers out there.
Well, I guess it's pretty easy to go in, so that's always, you know, there are always a bunch coming in and always a bunch going out, I imagine.
Yeah, and there's a bunch that you really can't identify, so that's always the challenge.
Has that number changed a great deal over the years?
You know, I don't think it has. I think, you know, in the last couple of years, there's been a big influx of people who have lost their corporate jobs and are entrepreneurial spirits that are trying to get into you know, some type of good service business. And the cleaning and restoration business is a solid industry, and it's a great opportunity to make a very good living. And so we're seeing quite a few more in the last 3 to 5 years. But other than that, it's remained pretty steady.
I interviewed one of the attendees there who was a contractor. He said that he borrowed a machine from his neighbor to clean his carpet, and in the meantime, I guess the neighbor got thrown out of his house, and this fella I interviewed ended up with a machine, and that's how he ended up in the business. And he had a successful business, several crews out on the street. So it's
very interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I guess it's relatively easy to get in, but it's not easy to stay in, it would seem like.
That's exactly right. You can go down to the supermarket and rent a machine, throw it in your trunk, and you're in business, and you call yourself a professional. But, you know, the reality is, the guys that do excellent quality work all the time are the guys you're seeing growing and expanding the science of the industry.
Now, are most of the guys in the industry smaller players, entrepreneur types with, I don't know, one or two trucks?
Yeah, I would say absolutely. I would say at least 50% of the industry looks like that for the cleaning side.
Now, people there told me, and you can verify this, that they feel like there's about 20%, I heard that number consistently, of the contractors out there, they're even aware that such a thing as an association or a show or anything like that. They're just on their own out there and they don't know anything about, you know, what's going on in the industry itself. Would you agree with that 20% number?
I do. It's just like the 80-20 in every industry. There's 20% that are doing the majority of the business. They're actively involved and engaged in the industry, and you know, they definitely understand how important it is to stay engaged. There's so many people in the industry that don't pay attention to what's new in the industry, don't stay up to date on the standard of care for the industry, and don't get involved in the trainings that are available, which is critical to raising the bar in the industry.
And I suppose that hurts everybody else in the, you know, the more legitimate businesses, I suppose. If somebody goes in and damages or does a bad job, then they're hesitant to call another cleaner, I suppose.
Absolutely.
How do you recruit new people for the show? It would seem like that would be hard. You run through distributors, or how do you do that?
Yeah, we count on our gold sponsors and all of our exhibitors to tell their customers about the show. And obviously, we have a large presence in all the industry media. And we go out and meet people also through the associations around the regions that we have. You know, we're out trying to make sure that people recognize that there is a place to turn for good information if they get in trouble or need help. There's a way to network with the industry to improve work there.
I see. So the ones that are out there maybe working out of the trunk of their car and want to be more serious about it, they find their way to the show and build from there, I guess.
Yeah, they do that, or they join an association, or they get involved with their local supplier who offers excellent education programs also.
I got you. Now, restoration, you had mentioned that earlier. That seems to be a really hot property. Is that because I just learned that it's growing, or is that because there's been more natural disasters, or is there some other reason?
Well, there's a lot of natural disasters happening, obviously, and they've been in the limelight for the last 10 years. But realistically, the restoration industry is very new. I mean, it's 30 years old. When I got into the business, they hadn't even put together air movers yet. So the industry is very young, and the standard of care has really excelled all expectations of what information has been available. A lot of research has gone into it. It's a very strong business. It's complicated and detailed. But if people do it right, it is an outstanding business to have.
Well, I suspect you have a relationship with an insurance company. That could be, good lucrative business.
Well, a lot of people work for insurance companies. A lot of people just work for consumers directly or building owners and, just have a relationship with them, and they call them when they have a flood, and then they get engaged with the insurance company. There's several ways to enter into the market, but you're right. There's an insurance-driven industry. At the same time, there's also a lot of natural disasters.
Yeah.
Many natural disasters aren't covered by insurance, such as, rain and river flooding and various things like that.
Now, what does the restoration sector look like, Larry? I mean, I know there's a number of bigger players out there. Are they the primary movers and shakers in the industry, or are there a lot of independent types out there?
There's a lot of independents, and there's a lot of large groups. There's a lot of franchise organizations. There's a lot of variation in that overall industry. It's changing rapidly because it's becoming more of a science to do these jobs and really understand the indoor environment and what effect moisture will have on the indoor environment and that relationship to mold and other bacterial problems that are potentially involved are very critical. And, taking care of people properly in their homes is an art and a science.
Well, the trade show, and as you mentioned, you had record numbers there, record number of exhibitors as well as attendees. But I suspect a lot of that was, new products, new ideas, new chemicals and things that were, that are being shown there. I suspect a lot of them for the first time.
Yeah, there is a lot of new product and equipment coming into the marketplace, which is great. And I still don't think the best way to clean has ever been invented and the best way to restore has been thought of yet. So a lot of room for growth.
Well, that's interesting. As I mentioned, the whole show kind of restores your faith in capitalism, and you've got people out there that do this stuff every day, and they've got fertile minds, and they're the guys that dream up these new ideas.
Well, that's exactly right, and our show is open to all the new ideas and to look at the science behind what people are bringing in. And we've seen some things that are incredible, and we've seen some things that you just kind of go, well, that's nice.
Every idea does not fly, I suppose, but
but it's at least moving the industry forward, and there's a lot of creativity and a lot of great opportunity.
This is going to conclude part two of a three-part series. We're talking with Larry Cooper. He heads the organization Meetings and Events. They produce the Connections Trade Show and Convention, which operates in the cleaning and maintenance and restoration arena. That show just wound up in Las Vegas. We'll air the final part of this series tomorrow. This is Floradio.